Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Bob, have you ever gone into a shame spiral?
What exactly is a shame spiral?
Some event triggers shame, and then you start to think of other horrible things you may have done, and then it becomes a spiral, and eventually you're rendered unable to do anything.
No.
He would never have that, Joe, because he never has done anything wrong or shameful. Ever.
Probably you're right. Because that's why he's never gone into a shame spiral.
Pittsburgh's treasure.
I almost just went into one. I averted it. Thankfully, I won't give you the details. We have a showdown interspersed with a trip around the NFL. So this is new territory, Bob. You're the one who forced this. Why don't you go first? Do we have music for Bob's showdown question?
Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen, a new addition to the Cook and Joe Show on a Monday. It's Showdown Plus, right around the NFL. So we'll mix and match as we go. First question today. For you guys, yesterday afternoon in the Penguins' first of two preseason matchups with Columbus, it was a kids' game, free admission for kids. They came from all over, young people, had to watch a fight between two goons who have no business being on the ice except they were on the ice. And the Penguin goon knocked out the Columbus goon to
the
point where
he
was...
Guy trying to fight for a job, literally.
He's not making a team. My point is he cold cocked him with a right hand that any boxer would have been proud of. Thankfully, the referee caught his head as he went, but he was completely unconscious, lay motionless on the ice.
Wow.
So my question, this incident in front of a bunch of young kids, which was, kids are going crazy liking it. I don't like that. I think it's a bad look. Should this be used as the impetus to do away with fighting in hockey forever, even though players seem to want fighting to still be a part of this game?
Well, I mean, it's unfortunate the kids were there, but I'm not going to blame the players for trying to do what they can to win a job on the team. Both of these guys probably thought this is what they have to do.
But there's no role for a guy like that in the NHL today. Is there?
Team still could use a tough guy, and occasionally – I would be happy if they eliminated fighting too, but I don't think they're going to.
They'll get over it, Bob.
So you don't think it's a bad look for young kids to watch what was an assault? If they don't know any better, thinking two guys are clocking each other and it's okay,
you
cheered for a guy lay motionless on the ice.
Well, why did they cheer for it?
Because that's what we're ingrained to think because of too many examples of it.
You go to a pro sporting event. These kids probably, by the way, watch UFC and things like that where the idea is to knock the other guy out.
That's a choice.
Fighting's still legal.
That is a choice you make.
And so is going to a hockey game
where you
know a fight could break out.
But you should know a fight could break out. They haven't had it in European hockey forever, and people still like their
brand. Well, that's a different question. You go to a hockey game tonight, if you were to go to one, you go knowing if you're against fighting that a fight could break out. And if a fight breaks out, somebody could get their face broken and get knocked out.
It's one thing to have a fight when emotions are tense. This was a preordained kind of...
Guys are trying to make the team. They're trying to do anything they can.
Again, wouldn't be on the ice because they couldn't make the team. Both are not great skaters. They're only there because the fighting is still allowed in the game.
That's the point. Separate question, should fighting still be allowed in
the game?
That's
what I just asked. Should it be ended? I'm using this as an example to say that's enough.
Yeah, the argument for it has been everyone says, you know, the players have to be able to, you know, provide the discipline. You know, guys taking cheap shots. If there wasn't fighting, there would be more cheap shots of people going after Crosby. Now, you can say the officials need to do a better job of enforcing the rules. I'll buy that. But that's what the players will tell you, that the game would be more dangerous without fighting than it is.
Do you believe
fighting.
That?
No, it's almost
I don't.
Gone anyway.
Yeah.
There is no
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Anymore.
If it's almost gone, why is it still there at all?
I agree with that. Just take it out. Nobody would care. I mean, that's not true. People do like it. People would care, but I think they'd get over it.
Have you ever seen anyone just stay in their seats for a fight? Everybody is up watching it.
As they would be for a great goal or a great hit. You don't need to fight to bring them out of their seats.
But there's a lot of people who like it. But the bottom line is,
out of their seats.
The first part of your question was something like,
should
how wrong was this yesterday? My answer would be, if you go to a hockey game and you don't want your kids to see
a
fight,
it's a kids' game
they
for
might
a preseason game. There was no need for it.
You know, in any game, there could be. If there was a fight in this 3-on-3 league that Ryan Malone and Craig Patrick have, they have fights because people like it, right?
All right, well, I'm of the opinion that it's a dinosaur, doesn't need to be in there, just get rid of it.
Feels like you're going into a shame spiral, Bob.
No, I'm not shame.
This could
He's
be your
never
first
done
one.
Anything wrong.
I'm
could
just
be
saying.
His first one.
No shame here. I don't like fighting in hockey. I used to. I don't anymore. It's run its course.
I'll never forget. I was at the Baltimore Civic Center, speaking of this, much younger, with my brother-in-law. And a fight broke out and spilled into the stands. Bernard King and Chuck Person in an NBA game.
I remember that.
It was wild. And it wasn't something you would expect to see at a basketball game. It was crazy. But people loved it. They loved it, Bob.
I don't love it. Now let's move into the NFL around the league. We're going to go in with our brand new, what are we riding these days? How about a Denali?
I don't even know what that is.
That's a nice car. We're going to go around the league, and you're
Something
the driver.
That Bob would drive. Right. You and I, Joe, can't afford.
Do you know what it was? A Denali?
Yeah.
What's it like?
Great deals
Corvette?
Available at number one Cochran right now.
Oh,
check it out.
Here we go. Good. The tour return yesterday. We'll start in Miami. We haven't touched on this yet. Man, it sure looked like he had a neurological episode after he was pushed to the turf, but I listened to the post game to the coach, McDaniel, and he said it was because of the back. It did not look like what would happen if someone had he said he got bent backwards during a quarterback sneak earlier, and that's what caused him to basically wobble and fall. I can't buy that. Can you guys?
Tua said the same thing. That was the company line. They both sang that same song.
There it is. There it is. Here he's about to smash his
head. Milano hits him back.
Boom. He hits the back of his head.
And then he holds his head. Here it is.
Look at him staggering.
Watch him shake himself like his head.
This is not a guy who's having a back issue.
No. The stumble right there indicated that. His head.
And then they took him in, and then they sent him back out right away, right?
And the NFLPA wants an investigation.
And
I
would,
blame
too.
Him.
I would, too. Players are always going to want to play through that. But you can't allow it if you're serious about removing.
Is it at all plausible that it could have been a back thing?
I'm not buying it, but I guess anything is plausible.
I mean, man, they're going to great lengths to listen to that coach if he was just blatantly lying about that. That's crazy.
I did think of something, though, when he did the quarterback sneak. He got rammed, rattled in there. Why
he
is
did.
Not the safest thing for quarterbacks to do? Now, man, Jacoby Brissett mastered it the other night, didn't he?
He's
not,
a big dude.
It's not the safest thing for quarterbacks.
But it's one of the most productive plays
you
in
have
all
to do
of
it.
The sport.
I haven't seen too many injuries on him, though, to be honest, Ron. A couple, you know?
If it's your quarterback, it only takes one.
If my quarterback was 6'5", 220 like Ben, I think he should have done it about 70 more times in his career. Brady's done it a million times.
He has. But the coaches, for some reason, didn't want Ben to do it. I know Haley didn't want him to do it.
I know. We should have asked Haley about that last week. I was going to ask him, actually, whether he ever thought that Ben did that sneak in the game against him in Cleveland intentionally.
That was priceless.
How was that interview? I didn't hear that. Was that good?
He was good.
He always is good. All right, back to the showdown. Now a continuation of hockey, since that's another sport that we haven't gotten to too much.
Mm-hmm.
Tristan Jarry, you mentioned what he did last year coming into play when he really probably shouldn't have, just to try to help their team, with a contract extension. Seems like an easy thing, except this team has a lot of high-priced players that occupy a lot. How much is he worth? How much do you think he's worth?
Well, I mean, I think he's on the second tier of goaltenders. I'm not going to pay him, you know,
$6 million. Is that fair?
Vasilevsky money. Yeah, I would think so. I thought he showed me something coming back from that horrible playoff last year. It's a shame he got hurt when he did at the end of the regular season, but I think he's a goaltender you can build around.
Joe?
Yeah, I'd give him 3 years, $18 million. Something like that, $19 million. That's where the John Gibsons and Jordan Binningtons and people like that live right now. And then there's Carey Price and Bobrovsky. And Carey Price, is he officially retired? He was at $10.5 million. Bobrovsky's at 10, and Vasilevsky at 9.5. And then everybody else is in the sixes.
I'm not putting him up on that category. So
I think Bobrovsky was a terrible contract.
Yeah.
I don't know how they can give him with limited playoff success.
And the $6 million
range. Spencer Knight first pick, and that seems like a lot of money to give someone who's not going to be your future goaltender.
I don't mind that at all. I'm not giving him, 10 years or anything. But, yeah, that sounds very reasonable.
How about if he wants eight?
$8 million?
Yeah.
No.
That's a little high.
Okay.
He'd be the second highest. Is Bobrovsky still in the league? He stinks.
Yeah, he's with them, but at a really high rate.
And then Price, he would be the second highest paid legitimate goalie in the league. 9.4.
Okay.
Am I right about Bobrovsky? Did he stink last year?
He was okay during the regular season, but in the postseason,
right?
Yeah.
Let me see, Bob. Can you ask another question out of your show?
Yeah, I could do that. And this would be hockey-related.
Are we all on the same page that we wouldn't give Jarry 5, 6, 7 years?
Yeah. I think
it's more of how much money per year. Rutherford liked to do those 5-year deals, 6-year deals. I don't know if I'd go that far, although I still think he can be that productive for that many years.
But I would like to apologize to Sergei Bobrovsky and anybody who likes him. He was 39-7 last year.
Not in the playoffs, he wasn't.
He's always good in the regular season.
I know, but I said he stinks. You don't go 39-7 with a .913 save percentage for the President's Trophy winner if you stink.
But if you're looking for a wins ratio with that offense, he should have won 39. That's a team that was leading every offensive category, if I remember.
I think you're being very mean to him, Bob.
No, I just think he's not worth that kind of money.
He also had a .911 save percentage in the postseason. He also held Tampa Bay to 2 goals in a 2-0 loss in game, whatever that was. So he wasn't that bad.
Competing against
Vasilevsky. I'm talking about his whole career in the postseason.
I know.
It's not been good. Not to $10 million. Anyway,
now
if you had one choice.
Now my shame spiral is starting
to
deepen.
This is for the sixth position of defense for the Pittsburgh Penguins. Mm-hmm. Here are your choices. Ty Smith, they just acquired him. Ron Hextall loves him. 22-year-old former number one pick.
He has waivers.
He has options. P.O. Joseph doesn't. Does that make it an automatic thing? If P.O. Joseph is outplayed by Ty Smith, do the Penguins owe it to themselves to go with the better player, or the one who has options goes down regardless?
Well, they have to keep 7, right?
Yeah.
We're already going to Penguins' third defense pair questions, for God's sakes. Bob.
Here we go. You wanted a showdown. No matter what I bring in, if I bring up President's Cup, you don't want to
talk
about
it.
You have no idea.
Ty Smith.
So you leave me with nothing.
Third baseman for the Pirates? Biggington?
Wigginton.
Wigginton. And who's Ty Pennington?
I think he's
quarterback
the
quarterback of the Jets. Chad Pennington's brother.
No,
Ty Pennington is the isn't he the home remodel guy?
Ty Pennington,
extreme home makeover guy.
Bob, I don't care which
all
guy
right.
it is.
What's you the wanted difference a showdown.
Between the
I told
of them?
You there's not
They're
enough.
They're both young
if
defensemen
you,
who, are,
okay,
who appear to have
two of my
offensive
next questions
talent.
Are going to be the President's Cup. Are you going to shun me then, too?
Yeah.
I can't touch NFL
you
topics.
For that.
You own the NFL topics. We're going around the league, which is I told you
no,
why.
No, you can ask any topic you want. Ty
I know,
Pennington
and
is
I
my
do,
age,
and what do you
by
do?
The way. He was on the TLC Home Improvement reality show, Trading Spaces.
Missed
Sorry,
that
Bob.
Show. I missed,
yeah, I
it.
Missed
All
that
right,
whole
back to the round of the league.
Okay. With me or with you?
No, with you. You're driving. I'm just in. Now I'm in the trunk.
It almost.
basically almost put me tape around my face and put me in the trunk.
It almost feels like sabotage at this point, Bob, that you're either sabotaging your own showdown or my trip around the league or both. Let's go to Tennessee, shall we? Where the Raiders go to 0-3 and the Titans basically save their season. The loser of this game was going to be put in a position where only one team to start 0-3 since the turn of the millennium has made the playoffs. Anybody in this building know who that team was? Anyone?
I don't.
Bob? Falsey? Wrong.
Start 1-3?
0-3.
0-3.
0-3.
Wrong. It was the Texans from somewhere in the Deshaun Watson
era. And they
lost
in the first round.
In the Bill O'Brien era, maybe.
You're wrong about that, too, Falsey. They won in the first round.
Hmm.
Just to be clear, Bob, Falsey was wrong twice in a row there.
Yeah, because he's got to point out everybody's
really
mistakes.
Difficult time to make the playoffs.
I wouldn't call that a mistake, just a wrong guess.
I know. Who'd they beat? The Bengals? Can I be wrong a third time?
You know, I think they did beat the Bengals, and that's a great guess. And you're one for three.
Yeah, they had a backup quarterback in, I believe.
I think they did. So they used Derrick Henry, and they win the game. Tannehill keeps his job. What do we make of these two teams? Are the Titans still going to be a contender, and are the Raiders done?
Well, I think the Titans in that division are. I don't like that division. We're talking Jacksonville may be the best, and I think the Raiders are really going to have a hard time making the playoffs.
I think the AFC West is not what I thought it was, and I thought it was going to be the best division. Now you'd have to say the NFC East is the best division, at least through the first 3 weeks. And you laugh, Folsey, but am I wrong?
I know. It looks that way through 3 weeks. But
New York's undefeated. The Giants.
New York's two games.
Okay, how about if they win tonight?
Then I'll maybe
Carolina
stand
Panthers
up and
were 3-0 last year.
I know
Bob.
That.
So were the Broncos.
And the Colts, I like Dallas.
The Colts were 0-3, and they put together
the
a nice run before
Giants.
They
we'll
laid that egg in Jacksonville.
They
Giants,
suck, Bob.
Giants suck. They're not real.
You don't believe in the Giants, do you?
I'm just saying the AFC West is one we thought with all the quarterback play, they'd be terrific, and they'd, you know, and here, not so much. Russell Wilson has not played well.
And Herbert is injured.
Right. And Derek Carr is 0-3.
Right.
With all the weapons they brought in.
I know. So what's the best and worst division in the league?
NFC
the Chiefs
East.
Are still going to be there.
I still think the AFC North.
So might the Chargers
the
NFC, and Broncos.
The AFC
yeah,
North
but if
is
Herbert's
still
out for a while. Now they lost a tackle. Slater's a big loss. For them, they're saying he's out for the year.
You don't honestly believe the NFC East the best division?
No,
of football.
I just said the AFC North will emerge as the best division in football.
What?
I can't say that.
I can. I think the Cincinnati Bengals, I think the Baltimore Ravens, and I think Cleveland's roster is as good as any. Once they get their quarterback back, don't be surprised if all
left
three
out
teams.
One of the teams.
I know that, and I think
so
that's what makes
be fourth.
The Cleveland Browns stink.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
They have a good roster. They have a very good roster.
They have a good offense outside of the quarterback, except they lack well, Amari Cooper is actually very good.
I love the way they run the ball, though.
Well, they've been doing that for a while.
You don't think when Deshaun Watson, if he's what?
They needed a 58-yard field goal to beat Carolina. They lost to the blanking Jets, and they barely beat the Steelers.
You can say that about any team. You always said early in the thing, it's a
three-point
league.
Yeah,
it's always one possession. Every team is in a one-possession game.
I'll make you a bet. Are we allowed to bet on the radio, Falsey?
Yes,
real
it.
Monetary numbers? I don't think we are.
Well,
I'll bet you.
Hypothetically.
Golf, so, some golf related stuff.
I was
going
to say, a golf match.
A golf outing where you also
Except
buy me anything I want to
with
eat.
You again.
I did play with him.
I said again.
I'll bet you Cleveland doesn't have a winning record.
Oh, I'll take that bet.
Okay, you're on. If I win, you have to pay for 18 holes of golf at the place of my choice plus
Pebble
surf
Beach.
And turf dinner.
Pebble Beach.
If you win, then you get to do the showdown alone next week.
Pebble Beach, right?
That's Pebble
not,
Beach.
That's not
that's
equal.
Right. You can't think that they're that good, though.
I think their roster's very good, yes.
Their defense is very
yes,
good?
Yes, I think it's good. I think their safeties have some issues right now, but I think overall that's a pretty good defense. And I think their offense is good enough. When Deshaun Watson gets back, the final six games, if he's what he's supposed to be, they're going to be a tough team.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last.
Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
To deal with. And if Brissett keeps them alive and well, until then, that can be a tough matchup for just about anybody.
Brissett looked pretty good Thursday night, didn't he?
He did. He did look good Thursday night. I'll acknowledge that. But that's a team, to me, that could ease. They'd lost to the Jets. They should have lost to Carolina.
And guess
and
what?
And they're going to lose to
Atlanta.
They should
be 3-0.
They're going to lose in Atlanta.
I'll make you that bet, too.
Okay. I'll bet you. What's on the line for that one, Bob?
I don't know. We'll discuss.
Where are we here? Me or you? Can I go
I think
again?
It's Bob.
Go ahead. Yeah, because you went twice with
Bob
the hockey.
Went twice.
I went twice because he told me to.
No, I'm not saying. You don't have to be so defensive.
No, you made it sound like I demanded no.
I just pointed. He goes, who is next? And I go, you went twice. Let him go twice. I'm not.
It was
I'm not
your tone
criticizing
of voice.
You
he went.
For
he
it.
Took twice.
Oh, that's
and
stupid.
That's what you said.
That's stupid for you to say. Stupid. Stupid. You going to call me stupid again today?
Call you stupid. I can't believe it. Go ahead, Joe.
Remember that one, Bob?
When you called Ron stupid. Call him stupid.
Yeah, because I'm going to vote for. I'm going to vote for Aaron Judge instead of Ohtani. Yeah. That's stupid.
No, the logic of not bringing a guy who's on a bad team to win the MVP is stupid logic. That's I've always maintained that.
Stupid.
Ravens 37, Patriots 26.
Well, Lamar looked great, and I'll tell you, there's a lot of great tight ends in the league, but I do a lot worse than Mark Andrews. What a player he is, big time. And then we saw the cornerbacks came back yesterday, right? Marcus Peters and who was the other guy? Made a couple big plays. Who's the other cornerback for that? Humphrey.
Humphrey, yeah. Was he back yesterday?
They both were back. They're a much better team when those guys play.
Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen are the two most valuable players in the league, speaking of MVPs. He's a running back and a quarterback.
Which is why he made the right choice in not accepting their offer and saying, I'm worth more and I will go in that
until
direction.
Until he tears up a knee next week or
well,
the week
that's
after.
A risk he's taken, but he has 12 touchdown passes so far in three games.
He's unbelievable. And he had 11 carries for 107 yards, including a 38. He's a top – I think he might be a top five running back.
Do
if he wanted, if he wanted to
look
be.
At the rushing leaders right now.
I know.
Is he number one in the
he's
NFL?
He's unbelievable.
Is he number one in the NFL?
You give him the ball, and let's say Najee, he has a way greater chance of making a
oh,
big play.
Oh, there's no question.
Now, I realize it's different circumstances.
One,
I don't know. If you look at his rushing numbers so far in three games, he's got to be up there at the top with all the running backs.
He's number four.
And then he throws for four touchdowns and has 110.3 rating. And then the Patriots...
You know, it makes
Mac
you wonder
Jones
about
has
Bill
a high
Belichick.
Ankle sprain. He has a high ankle
he
sprain
said he
now.
He could be out for a long time.
But he also had no touchdowns and three picks, including one in the end zone. He's got two touchdowns and five picks. This is a disaster, Ron.
Makes you think about Bill Belichick. You know, without and you can all due respect, but you take Tom Brady away from them, they've morphed into this, and you put Tom Brady with Tampa, they win a Super Bowl. So,
do you think if you put Bill Belichick with Tampa, he wins a Super Bowl with that with those
without,
weapons?
Without Tom Brady. Or just before.
No, with Tom Brady. He
well,
gets
yeah,
to go
I,
and have
my
Tom
point,
Brady.
My point is he has been – that argument always was out there, Belichick or Brady. I've always maintained it's Brady.
I always take the quarterback.
Yeah,
is there
I
any situation
will.
There where you take the coach where you
no,
think it was more to do with the coach?
It's like anything in sports. If you have the talent, which is why people who criticize Derek Shelton I think are a little premature in that you can't come up with a logical – now, you could pick apart things he's done, but that roster is not good enough. I don't care who your manager is. So.
Get no argument from me on that.
Did you know, Bob, that Derek Shelton has the single worst record in the history of baseball? Modern day baseball. Outside of the guy who
Toronto.
Managed, Roy Hartsfield, who managed the
Hartsfield,
expansion
right.
Blue Jays.
Okay.
So no, I'm not negating your point. That's just a trivia question.
Who would have done better?
I agree. I agree with that. They tanked for 3 years, and his record is 136 and 239.
By the way, the run differential, it's pretty staggering. Gene Collier put this out the other day, and I couldn't believe it. It's now minus 255, I think, versus the team, the Dodgers are like plus three. It's
well,
a 600
times
run difference.
They've been beaten by double-digit runs.
Yeah.
Who did a better job
times.
Of tanking, these Pirates or the 83-84 Penguins?
Oh, the Penguins.
The Penguins.
Did they?
Penguins.
Not so sure about that.
We don't know where this is going to end. part of tanking is then you have to
pick and find a Mario Lemieux-like player.
Well, that's out of their control.
That's out of their control.
But the actual losing of games and losing it the way that they do, getting blown out almost all the time, is they've taken tanking to a new art form here.
But there is light at the end of the tunnel, I think. At least you're starting to see it. It may not be at the end of the tunnel.
Yes, I agree with that.
We're starting to get into that tunnel.
Yeah, that's why the Penguins tanked twice. There's light at the end of the tunnel. That's why the Orioles and Braves and Astros. You want me to keep going in baseball? Half the teams that are good now tanked at one time. But you have to add to your roster. Eventually, you have to spend some money, and I think the time is now for them. There's a big injury, a couple of them in the NFL. We'll continue our little trip around the league, including just an ugly, ridiculous game last night, but also a significant one. We'll get to that coming up.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.